I've got a verse for you, beloved. This verse should blow our minds. I'm reading from Psalm number 103, verse number 11. I want this really, Holy Spirit, I pray that you just give us revelation of the weight of what is written. Hear the word of God. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him. As high as the heavens are above the earth. How high are the heavens above the earth? Immeasurable, right? It's unfathomable. The human mind cannot grasp it. God is above time and space. That's how high the heavens are above the earth. Similarly, is the greatness of his love towards those of us that are his, towards those of us that fear him. So many things we could talk about here. The first thing I want to say is God loves you and I so much more than we realize. You know, the devil's the accuser of the brethren. He's always right there trying to prevent us from believing in the tender mercies of the Lord for us. God's tenderness towards you and I, it's so great, it's unfathomable. He loves us, friends. The number of hairs on our head are numbered before him. He understands our weaknesses. Notice also this verse says that his loving kindness that is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth is towards those, the psalmist says, who fear him. You don't hear much about the fear of the Lord anymore. That is such a tragedy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord keeps us from sinning. David said, I fear thy judgments. Yeshua said, don't fear man that's able to destroy the body, but then could do nothing more, but rather fear him that's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Listen, when you fear the Lord, when I fear the Lord, and we don't fear anything above him, we have peace in our lives. All the other petty fears go out the window when we've learned to fear the Lord alone. So the two things that we focused on today is the incredible tenderness of God's love for us, how broad and deep and wide. It's incomprehensible to the natural mind, the depth of God's love. Father, help me, help us all to know the fullness of your love for us in Yeshua. And then secondly, we talked today, a beloved one, about the fear of the Lord, beloved. It's a gift. The fear of the Lord restores the soul. The fear of the Lord cleanses us. The fear of the Lord is clean and it endures forever. So I want to encourage you today to embrace the love of God for you and to embrace the fear of the Lord and even pray for it. Yeshua in the book of Isaiah is described as one that had the fear of the Lord upon him. The fear of the Lord, beloved, it's a beautiful thing. The love of God and the fear of God are not opposite. They're both a beautiful part of the same diamond, and your God is the diamond.